good. It was a good start for us. Got a lot of the. This is much more of a mental week than a physical week. So it's got to implement a good portion of the game plans, and get a real good start on just the scouting report, opponent information. Start to dive into the film. And we put our film behind us earlier in the day, then came back at night and got to work on Cincinnati.
No, I don't think you can. I think it's for guys that haven't gone through it. You're curious to see how they respond to it, and you're hopeful that the veterans in the locker room that have gone through it can help them out. But we're, you know, as a staff, big believers in this week just being, we want to get them to the game as mentally fresh and focused as we can be, and more importantly, physically. So we'll do less, but it's on them as professionals that, hey, they're not getting the actual practice reps, more of a jog through, walk through type deal, and that's something that in this league you're going to have to deal with and work through and be able to perform at a high level. I mean, sure, I think that's any team's goal. I mean, it's not something, I think it's just way too early to start to even talk about it as a push. That's a big talk for us is compartmentalize. I use that word a lot with them, is that we have to be able to. It's each week, and this one is unique. That it's sell it more. It's the Battle of Ohio. It's a division opponent. That this is a big game. I don't think I need to hype it anymore as far as where we are. We're halfway through. I think I'm not going to be that coach that just ignores it and doesn't talk about it. I mean, that is our goal. I'm not going to hide from it. But at the same time, we have enough on our plate worrying about a short week and going down to Cincinnati and playing well. I doubt it. We'll see. I'm going to swing through the training room after I'm done here, but I doubt it.
Has he been cleared for activity?
No, he has not been.
Why was he working out before the game Sunday then?
Cleared as far as practice, and no, you mean activity? No, I mean, you don't want a guy I don't know the exact details of the protocol, but I know when it's a period of, if you're symptom free, you can start to work out to see if you trigger more symptoms. So I know there's the trainer's protocol, but as far as cleared for practice, I mean, that's what those are the words I'm waiting to hear. Because I think that's important. It's very much, you learn as a coach that it's less about the X's and O's and more about relationships and the human side of things than people would think. Greg is a guy that we felt was very talented, but just was not a fit for us long-term wise. It's unfortunate, like I said, that he said what he said. I think there are some players that probably would prefer I not talk to him. But I'd like to build relationships with everybody. And it's, I understand the frustration. I mean, I don't like it when people say, it's business. It's not personal. It is personal. I agree with them. It is personal. I mean, you're talking about somebody that's their livelihood, their family family was here. It is very personal when something like that happens. And I know talking to players that have gone through it, and it's all the emotions. It's embarrassing, humiliating, whatever it is. When you leave a place. And then there's bound to be negative feelings, obviously, attached to it. So it's not something that that I'm real mindful of. I think the guys here know me, and if you ask them, like I said, there's some that would probably prefer I stay away from them. But, it's where our biggest concern is the guys that are here.
So do you just take that as a guy who got cut being unhappy?
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I he came here. I guess I probably first came across him in April, and I think it was essentially within the next month that we decided to move on. So, I don't put much stock in. Like I said, I'd be more concerned about that comment if it was somebody that was currently on the roster.
There are some. I think that the home team has a little bit more. Of an advantage, and I think the numbers certainly bear that out as far as the win-loss percentage. To me, the advantage comes afterwards. You compress it. Usually it's a tight game plan. We'll refer to them as best hits, stuff that that you run well. You might put a new wrinkle in or two, but it's tough. It's got to be something you make sure that your guys can handle without
getting a lot of live reps, if any, at it. But the advantage comes after that. It's essentially a mini bye. It really puts our season into three pieces. So we look forward to the time off afterwards. But everybody has to deal with it, and it's like I said, it's something you want to deal with the oddball schedules, because that means that you're playing night games, or you're playing Monday night or Sunday night. Well, Sanu was impressive when Green was out. I mean, he was able, because he primarily played the slot, then he went and played the X, and was proved that he's very worthy of being labeled as a number one. I mean, he made some huge plays for him. And I think that the matchup, when Joe does cover AJ, will be a good one. I mean, two of the better players at their position in the league. I know they've had battles in the past, but it'll be a test for the secondary in general. I mean, the quarterback's playing well. I did peek the weather forecast, and I'm doing a rain dance, so maybe get it nice and windy too.